بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Intercepting traders before the entry into a town سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited intercepting traders before the entry into a town and purchasing all their stock. Note, this practice is unfavorable for the traders as they may be unaware of the market price of their goods. Therefore, they would be duped into selling their stock for a lower price. It is also unfavorable to the people of the town as they will be at the mercy of these shrewd traders who would demand a price that suits them. Selling alcohol. Sayyida Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when the final verses of Surah Al-Baqarah were revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced that trading in alcohol has been declared haram. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared trading in alcohol as haram. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's curse be upon alcohol, the one who consumes it, the one who offers it to others, the one who sells it, the one who buys it, the one who produces it, the one who loads it and transports it, the one whom is being delivered to, the one who is earning through it. Note, any involvement in alcohol directly or indirectly has been cursed in the hadith and is therefore haram. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.